The use of drones has not only transformed how modern war is waged, but also what it means to live in a frontline city. During Russia's 4 years of all-out war on Ukraine, one city drove Russian forces off its land, only to have them return to try to occupy the sky. A warning, this story contains sounds of explosions. Here's NPR's Joanna Kakissis with the first of a two-part story.
When Russian troops stormed into the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson 4 years ago, they came with tanks and guns. The Ukrainians grabbed their guns, too. They chopped down trees and used the wood as barricades to block Russian tanks. But Russian troops broke through. And soon, Ukrainian TV news bulletins announced that Russia had occupied the city. Olga Chupikova watched it all from the roof of a nine-story building in Kherson, counting the Russian tanks crossing the bridge into her city. And she told herself,
I will never accept this occupation. I will make sure we fight it.
So she became a spy, and it helped that she did not look like one. With her pale blue eyes, pixie cut, and sensible sweaters, she looks more like the mom next door. She monitored Russian troop movements in the city and sent the intel to Ukraine's military, who then drove the Russian soldiers out of Kherson by the end of 2022. But the celebrations did not last long. Russian troops regrouped across the Dnipro River, less than a mile away from Kherson. They soon began hitting the city with rockets and mortars. And by 2024, Chupikova noticed something new.
When the drones started coming, it became clear that survival would be a challenge.
She is talking about first-person view, or FPV drones. They're small, cheap, and have live-streaming cameras that show their targets. They often carry grenades. A local politician posted this video of an FPV drone chasing somebody's van, then exploding behind it. Chupikova's son Dimitro, a Ukrainian soldier, told her Russian troops were navigating these FPV drones from the other side of the river and using them to hunt people in Kherson.
I remember my neighbor saw a drone chasing an 11-year-old boy like he was a rabbit. It dropped explosives nearby and it wounded him.
With dark humor, the locals called the Russian drone hunts the human safari.
The Russians decided that they would make life hell for us and see how long we would last.
Over the next several months, Russian FPV drones chased down and killed several civilians, including a cancer researcher, a water delivery driver, and a businessman on a cigarette break. Chupikova never left home without a portable drone detector that her son had given her. It's about the size of an iPhone. It finds the signal that a drone emits and vibrates when it is nearby. The detector saved her life in late 2024 as she and her husband drove home from work.
We saw the drone and we were able to speed away. So instead of dropping a grenade, it just crashed into our rear window.
The drone did not explode, but then another one appeared.
The Russians seemed to be watching our route, so we turned around and drove back into the city.
They drove their battered car to a friend's house and moved into a spare room. She kept driving the car to work, where she landscapes the city's parks. At the park where we met her last year, she clipped her drone detector to her bulletproof vest. It was windy and cloudy that day, bad flying weather for drones. So after work, Chupikova decided it was safe for us to drive to the cemetery. Her son Dimitro is buried there. He was killed on the front line. He was 25. The night before he died, he sent her a voice message. And he told her he was okay. Chupikova showed me her phone and her messages to Dimitro.
I know it sounds insane, but I keep sending them, even though he will never read them.
We passed dozens of fresh graves. A sea of blue and yellow Ukrainian flags flapped in the wind. When we reached Dimitro's tombstone, his mother gripped it and leaned on me. It was hard not to cry. Soon, the clouds parted and the wind slowed down. Drone weather. Time to go. The threat of Russian drone hunts has transformed life in Kherson. Hospitals, schools, even playgrounds have moved to basements. Residents relocated to neighborhoods like this one, where fewer drones are flying. A busker played for tips near a cafe, where Roman Vashenko and his wife Anastasia Kravitz pulled up in their Honda Rebel. Despite the constant threat of drones, they're meeting their motorcycle club here to go on a ride.
We're trying to be more careful, but of course we are all a little bit in risk.
Kravitz nodded at the word risk.
If you take this responsibility on you that you will go there, you need to understand if you will survive or not. But when we are, like now, it's going to be bang again. Don't be afraid. Yes.
Explosions in the distance, mortars, then drones.
That's normal.
Unfortunately, yes.
The bikers hear this all the time. They saunter inside and order matcha lattes. They wait for the attack to end as if it is a passing thunderstorm. And when the coast is clear, they hop on their motorcycles and ride away. Today, the bikers are still riding around Kherson, even though the city has gotten even more dangerous. There are bigger drones, like this one, in a video recorded by a local journalist. A few days ago, I check in with Olga Chupikova. She is planting oak tree saplings along a main road. She watches for drones, but she also worries about missiles and guided bombs and any new weapon the Russians could come up with.
Everything that can fly and explode, we've got it all. But we've learned to live with this and adapt.
Chupikova has a better drone detector now, one with a screen, and it shows her what the Russian drone operator sees. She always takes it to work, including today, as she plants the young oak trees. 4 years ago, the people of Kherson chopped down trees to build barriers against Russian tanks. Now, trees are shields from Russian drones.
That's why I'm rushing to plant them now, so they will grow and we can have more protection.
And then the screen of her drone detector flashes. She stops planting. A drone is heading her way. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kherson, Ukraine.